Now imagine you were worth $100 million. You are a superstar athlete and you're 23 with your whole life in front of you. And instead of enjoying your celebrity, money, and fame, you are making it your job to continually do the most ignorant shit that you can possibly think of to put it all in jeopardy.
NBA has off-duty police officers. They've got connections with the FBI. They got connections with everybody. The NBA knows what you're doing.
Well, basketball player Ja Morant has done it again, and this time he isn't being accused of pulling a gun on and beating up a 17-year-old kid. That allegedly happened last summer, but we'll get to that. And he's not in trouble this time for flashing a red beam at another team's bus. Yeah, that was crazy. No, it's for something much more ridiculous this time, trust me. And he is now having to face some real consequences for his actions, which hopefully means that he's going to be making better decisions. But before we get to all of that, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. You come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and we take it to church. Social media and the NBA are reeling after Ja Morant's newest hood shenanigans that went viral. Because despite having made almost $100 million, Ja Morant decided to sneak a pistol into a nightclub even though he has more than enough money to hire all the security in the world. But he takes his gun into a club, which is illegal in every state, and proceeds to create an Instagram video dancing with it. The Instagram footage, which was widely circulated on Twitter, shows the Grizzly point guard enjoying himself with friends at a club. However, things take a serious turn when Morant appears to lift a firearm next to the side of his head. So not only do you commit a crime, but you're the special, the super special type of stupid to record it yourself and post it on the internet in an attempt to act like you're some type of gangster. Well, I'm here to tell you, all the gangsters that I know would love to have $100 million so they never have to be a gangster again, Mr. Morant. Now, as a result of his bad decision making, he will not be allowed to play in the next two games. Given his recent controversies, the clip has not been seen as a laughing matter by the Grizzlies or the NBA. He's been suspended by the team, and the NBA has launched an investigation into the incident, which is not the first time that they've had to launch an investigation, unfortunately. He was accused of punching a kid 12 to 13 times before flashing a gun at his mansion in Tennessee. Now, he claims the punch was in self-defense, but the victim told detectives that Morant hit him 12 to 13 times, while a member of his entourage hit him 4 to 5 times. Morant allegedly then displayed a gun with one hand on it and the weapon visible in the waistband of his pants. Now, despite all of these allegations, Morant's lawyer denied all of this, saying that the allegations involving a firearm had been fully investigated and could not be corroborated. And the NBA conducted their own investigation last month and found no evidence to support the claims. But here we are again with Ja Morant making his life more difficult than it has to be. Now, in the wake of the scandal, Morant has issued an apology, taking full responsibility for his actions. Despite the serious allegations and controversy surrounding Ja Morant, the young basketball star still has the support of some of his peers and sponsors. Nike is still on board, apparently, one of his major sponsors, and they released a statement saying that they're going to stand by him. NBA legend Paul Pierce also talked about how he was stabbed before, and that's why he carried the gun while he was in the NBA, blah, blah, blah. Well, Ja was a stab, number one. And number two, hire security. You're worth $100 million. You're stupid if you get into a gunfight. Not gangster, not smart, not tough. You're stupid if you get hurt when you got the type of money to protect yourself. No, that's on you, fam. And while he has had surprising grace because of his amazing talent, like the reason why Nike's standing by you, the reason why the Grizzlies standing by you, the reason why the NBA, the reason why probably the officers let you make it off the hook and you dodge those other debacles was because of how famous you are. But that runs out. And hopefully before your grace period runs out and people get tired of your shenanigans and they really turn on you, you realize how lucky you are and you stop destroying your career. What does the internet say? Ja Morant doesn't know if he wants to be a gangster or NBA player. Priorities, priorities. Facts. Guy thinks he's Liver King. Why the shirtless in the club? What? This guy is trying so hard to look hard. Facts, I feel y'all saying. So many young boys look up to him. This is sad because he doesn't understand the influence he has. He needs to do stuff like this on a private account, not for the world to see. I don't understand why you would want to do it at all. Like, who are you posting this for? Who are you posting this to? There's no good that could come from it. And again, do not post your crime to your millions of followers. That just sounds like a terrible idea. But I don't know what hood you grew up in, fam. I'm just going to, I don't know. But let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think he went too far? Do you think he could bounce back? Do you think that he will continue his downward spiral? Do you think Ja Morant is a wankster? There's been talks about that as well. But let me know what you think in the comments. But this is the end of our show. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. You come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I will see you in the next one. Bow.